This time we have permits, projects over $500,000 with no objections and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman, Commission members. We have two so-called page two projects on your agenda this morning. We have subjected these projects to our typical public interest review. No objection, and staff is recommending approval. With that, I'll read the description for the two projects. Virginia Electric and Power Company requests authorization to rebuild an existing 115 kV transmission line across the Rappahannock River, adjacent to and downstream of the Route 3 Norris Bridge between Middlesex and Lancaster counties. The transmission line will be installed by horizontal directional drill method, approximately 100 feet below the riverbed, except at two splice points where the transmission line will be installed by jet plow 3 feet below the bottom. Two 20,000-square-foot temporary work platforms are required at the splice locations. The existing overhead lines and support towers will be removed from the river and the bridge structure upon completion of the new underground line. In this case, staff is recommending approval with a time-of-year restriction from February 15 to June 15 for the driving of hollow steel piles for the work platforms to protect anadromous fish species and the use of additional mitigative measures outside the time-of-year restriction to include ramp-up methods, pile cap cushion blocks, and installation casings to further reduce the acoustic impacts associated with the pile driving on other resident fish and crustacean species, as well as a permit condition to include the Dominion Energy inadvertent contingency plan to address any accidental drilling fluid release during the transmission line installation. In this case, staff is recommending an annual royalty at a rate of 20 cents per square foot for the temporary encroachment of the work platforms while they are in the river. In this case, the permit will replace the previous authorization for an overhead line. The royalty for that line was previously paid and would apply to the new line under the river. Item 2B, Transcontinental Gas Pipeline Company requests authorization across Owl Run, Cedar Run, and Walnut Branch in Fauquier County, and South Run and Kittle Run in Prince William County with a new 42-inch diameter natural gas pipeline as part of the Manassas Loop project. The line will be installed in the dry using dam and pump method, a minimum of 5 feet below the natural stream bed. In this case, staff recommends approval with inclusion of our standard in-stream work and erosion and sediment control conditions and a royalty in the amount of $360 for the crossing of 120 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
Yes, sir. Mr. Watkinson, is VEPCO okay with the time of year restriction?
I understand as they are.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Further questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here representing these projects that wish to be heard? Anyone in opposition to these projects? There being none, the matters are before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve page two items. There is a second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.